Welcome to La Caribbean Taste. This is our first podcast, and I'm your host, Marcel. La Caribbean Taste is essentially a manufacturing company. We produce products such as sauces, marinades, and dry seasonings. And essentially, all of our spices and herbs, our flavor profiles, are from Latin America and the Caribbean region. And we thought, what best way to help you to understand what's happening or who we are within the region so that you can better enjoy our products. And so, just bite-sized information from the region is that Latin America and the Caribbean are made up from persons from Africa, from Europe, and from Asia. And that means that we speak all the languages. We're talking about Dutch and French and Spanish and English and Portuguese. So it tells you that we are a reflection of the rest of the world. And so essentially, not only are our people that eclectic, our foods are similarly eclectic. Essentially, what you're finding is that our herbs and our spices, all those flavor profiles that we have used at La Caribbean Taste, all these flavor profiles are coming out of the very regions that you, the listener, are in fact from. Today, we want to big up Mexico. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Oh, yes, that's all the Spanish I probably know. And today, what we are also doing is that we want to focus on Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Now, Mother's Day is not celebrated the same everywhere, but this part of the world, you know, we celebrate May 12th. In England, in the UK, it is March. And so we encourage you from La Caribbean Taste, we are saying to you, our listeners, that we want you to do something special for a mom, whether it's your biological mom, whether it's an adopted mom, a stepmom, your aunties, your grandmas, your sister mom, or a mom by proxy. And let's not forget our neighbors who may be in our different groups that we interface with, whether it's a person from our schools, whether it's a church or any other group that you belong to or that you interface with. And so it is always, let's just remind ourselves, for those who are thinking, oh yeah, let me roll my eyes one more time, I can't bother with no more gathering. It is always a good time to forgive. So do it if it is necessary, please, so that we can enjoy the generation before us. I want to give you some ideas today for Mother's Day. It's not an exhaustive list, but just a few tips that we've come up with in-house for our first podcast. And we thought that, you know, some things that you could do is that you could do an outdoor barbecue. Sure, we have barbecue marinades and sauces, so certainly we're going to tell you about that. And also our jerk marinades and sauces. So you can do an outdoor barbecue. You can take your mom out to dinner, which is the traditional thing for most persons, and you can treat women. So remember, we don't have to think about just our biological moms or our moms that we know. We can treat other women who are in hospitals. Now remember, someone in hospital who is ill or ailing for a very long time would do very well with the company. So if you can spend 15 minutes with a stranger, it's not a bad idea. It's something that would be encouraged. You can share with them a poem or a song or just listen. It would help a long way. Treat women in senior homes or care homes. And so there are women whose children may have died or whose children may be living thousands of miles away, and they would do very well with someone to come in and speak with them for the day. And just speaking really means listening. Let me tell you this. One of the things that I want to stop here and just say this, that one thing that we have learned is that, remember, there's a wealth of knowledge from our persons in the generation before us, from our seniors, from the older persons. I don't know the politically correct term, notwithstanding that it is said with love. In addition to that, you can have a family picnic if you live near, as in the Caribbean, if you live near the river, or in Latin America, if you live near a river or a beach, you can have a picnic there or in a national park or in a, well, where it's allowed, or in a local park, depending on where you live. So you can have a picnic. We also suggest that you have a potluck. You may gather with other friends and other relatives and come together so that it becomes more affordable. That's one of the things that we are good at in the Caribbean. We're always looking at prices, we're always looking at cost, and we're always looking at how do we keep that cost down. And so you can prepare a dish and take for a neighbor as well. Don't forget that. We have neighbors whose children may have died as well, or who may not have had biological children. And so as a result of that, they too would like to partake in this particular day. Invite a neighbor without kids to your family event. Don't forget the persons who live alone or who may be feeling lonely. Let's not forget that. In fact, loneliness is such a big issue that one of the things that we'll be talking about a lot on our podcast is integrating how we prepare foods and getting families and friends together and also helping other persons. One of the other things that you can do is that you can buy all the Caribbean Taste products and make a gift basket for your mom so she can experiment with different Caribbean flavors. Buy our products and cook some Caribbean dishes for your mom. You know, you can shop at our website, which is www.lacaribbeantaste.com. And of course, we wish for all our mothers a happy Mother's Day from La Caribbean Taste. We hope that everyone is inspired by taste. But I want to continue a little bit more on the issue of as a people, as a region. And one of the things that we have learned, it depends on the age that you're in, is that we have managed to bring together people around food. And so while it is not an obsession with food, it is more a way of life that helps. You know, what you find is that your grandmother and your mother and all the women in your family learn to show love through food. And so when we at La Caribbean Taste are sharing with you some of our grandmother's recipes and recipes of other persons' grandmothers within the region, it is coming from a place of love, because that is how persons in Latin America and the Caribbean prepare their meals. Meals are prepared with love. And so every time they share with you, whether in words or in turning up for something, it is about love. And that's essentially who we are within the region, about love. So we encourage all of you, this is our first podcast, but we encourage all of you to share something with someone else. Remember, you may feel lonely, but if you join somebody else who you don't know is feeling lonely, I think it's a great way to start off a great friendship or a great relationship with someone else who may need help. Now remember, at La Caribbean Taste, we ask that you be inspired by taste. I'm your host, Marcel. Enjoy.